Thanks.
Shh.
Yes. You know what time it is. It's time for another edition of the Fraudcast. Live from the Fraud Quarters, San Francisco. Yes. Whoa, was that real claps or finger snaps?
Oh, that was real claps. You don't see the studio audience over there?
Oh, there they are. Hey guys, what's up?
Man, I'm so glad these fat losers came to watch us.
Oh my god, there's like
dick around on
there's
the
at least two and a half of them.
Yeah, two and a half.
This is your ear rapist Ben, blogger extraordinaire Vince is in the house.
Hey there.
Human giant Brendan is here.
I told you not to call me here.
On your banana phone. Yeah. And the squirrel master Brett is in the house as well. He was late in the future.
I'm going to be late.
He's going to be late.
Don't get your hopes.
All right. And the squirrel master Brett is in the house.
He came back in time to say he's going to be late.
Hey, do you like that? Hey, you gotta adapt or die. Hey, do you like that? If you can't draw the tail good, it's just not gonna read squirrel.
Brett actually has his own theme song.
Fake Brett sounds like Brett Favre.
Don't you dare turn that off before the breakdown.
No, it's fake the breakdown.
It sounds like Philip Rivers.
I've been drawing stuff all day. Hey,
do you like one. That?
Hey, what do you think about if you put a picture of your penis and then you put a caption on it? I enjoy making love, having sex.
Brett, how was the squirrel rave last weekend?
You and
Pauly D rocked the house, right?
Oh, yeah.
How many squirrels were in attendance, you think?
Four.
Four squirrels?
alive or dead?
Oh, both.
Four.
Four live squirrels?
It's like, you know, the three's a crowd. It's like four.
Four squirrels are a rave.
Yeah, yeah.
Simple math.
It's like dog ears, but squirrel numbers.
This week, Vince and I saw Transformers 3D triple X.
I did not see it in 3D.
Oh, really?
No.
Why would you not see it in IMAX 3D?
I don't know.
And we're going to bring Lindy on to read some Twitter fiction,
the
I guess?
Fiction of drunken expat writer.
Yeah, very heavy.
It's heavy.
Heavy stuff. And then Vince wanted to play some MMA attribute showdown. I don't know what you wanted to call it, but
UFC special skills game.
Yeah, where we come up with what the funniest attributes would be when pre-fight, tail the tape, they usually say heavy hands, tough chin, great wrestler.
Yeah.
There could be a lot of things that are a lot funnier than that. And maybe some
mine were all way more words than that.
That's fine.
Okay.
It won't be on the screen.
We do have a word limit.
Oh. Me and drunk expat writer, we both have a word limit?
Yeah.
Right. There's a character limit on this. So let's get going. And Vince also wanted to play us a clip from an upcoming show, which I still... Until it's actually on the airwaves, I'm not going to believe that it's real.
Yeah, I'm not entirely convinced that it's not an elaborate hoax.
I think it started this week. Let's listen to it.
Well, it's called Food Network's Extreme Chef.
Don't worry, we can edit this out later.
Perfect music. Yeah. Pan flute.
Vince, you know that there's words.
Welcome to Extreme Chef.
The hawk sound.
Kind of like a
today
is going
to be the most challenging day of your culinary lives. Killed a bear. I skinned it. I cooked it. Ate it for dinner. And if that's not extreme, I don't know what is.
Welcome to Mother Nature.
Are you kidding me?
It's raining
your
on the food.
X Factor. Dust storm.
A mess. My a eyes storm. Are burning.
Get anything
cook the
out
dust.
Of
capture it, cook it, make a soup from the wind.
Felt like that backpack was about 70 pounds and it got heavier each step.
You will be handcuffed.
This is ridiculous.
I really hope you all know how to swim.
quack, quack, help! Help!
You'll be making breakfast.
Wait, quack, quack, help.
Rattlesnake.
50-pound rock solid block of ice.
I can't see the screen. What was the quack,
well,
quack, help?
So you might be shocked to learn this. There was a black guy and he can't swim.
But why was he saying quack, quack, help?
Maybe that's the safety,
that's the call, yeah, safety, safety word. It's the safety word.
They're cooking duck that night.
It's too extreme.
You are not acting like a duck. We cannot save you.
Source all of your ingredients and utensils from the kitchens in the homes around here.
I'd be much obliged if I could raid your kitchen.
Did you say
now
rape your kitchen?
I gotta source my produce from a fourth grader?
Go milk your cows!
This up-and-coming superstar chef, he's crying like a baby.
All you'll have is a Swiss Army.
Bake his tears!
Like, I gotta source my produce from a fourth grader.
There's a Swiss Army knife.
There's no knives. A nail file. You gotta make do, right?
You'll be cooking on a car engine.
There's absolutely no way this is gonna happen.
They closed the hood, like, to turn it into an oven.
Restaurant quality dish out of cuticle scissors and a sack lunch. That's pretty extreme.
Is it, though?
Is it? I am not convinced that this is a real show.
I think it should be like the Most Dangerous Game where you have to cook man.
You have to hunt someone,
yeah.
Kill
ice,
them.
Iced tea is gamey.
Yeah, no, you don't want iced tea. Anyway, he gets away and kills like six of your friends. So
right.
He's even more dangerous game because he's a gangster.
Let's not go back there.
Most Dangerous Gamey.
I don't believe that's a real show until it's actually on the airwaves.
I saw a promo for Ice Loves Coco, and they're talking about when they're first meeting, and Ice is like, so I went up to her, and I'm like, yo, you ever dated a gangster? And I'm like, what? Have you seen that girl? Who else could she possibly date? Like, she's not going to date a stockbroker.
Well, that's what she broke up with, a stockbroker, actually.
Oh, yeah.
Immediately prior to meeting
Ice-T. This is my wife. She's in a thong. Her ass is two giant beach balls together, and her boobs are the same.
And her name's Coco.
And her name is also Coco.
Good to meet you. On cooking
show. I'm Ted.
I'm her ex.
I'm Ted.
I'm Ted. I'm
nice
her
meet
ex.
You. Nice to meet you, Coco. This is my wife, Jane.
This is my brother-in-law Hoyt, and that's my uncle Milty.
This is Tate. His real name is Theodore, but we call him Tate.
He's fun. He's the fun one.
He gets crazy. He's been known to have a couple beers in a single night. For cooking shows, is it mandatory that the host has a British accent? Is that a requirement?
I think that started with American Idol. Like any show where people are being judged, there now has to be at least one British one, and that's always the key element, the British dickhead.
I had a million-dollar idea while I was, like, hammered over the weekend.
Lay it on us.
Brilliant.
Unless you're worried about someone stealing it.
I actually kind of am, like, legit, like, not even exaggerating. I'm a little bit reluctant to share it, but I'm going to do it because I feel comfortable with the podcast community, and also I know no one fucking listens to us. I was thinking, what if there was a reality show that was like an Oregon Trail reality show, and you had to be in a covered wagon and start in like Independence,
Wait,
Missouri?
Oregon or Oregon?
Oregon.
Oh, okay.
I just say Oregon. Okay. I say it fast, faster.
All right. Yeah, you're quick.
Sorry, you Columbia types enunciate everything.
Hey, bro, you see,
can I finish explaining my fucking show or
please,
what, Vince?
Please,
Jesus
please
Christ!
Please do.
True genius is never understood in its own time. Anyway, you start in Independence, Missouri, in a covered wagon. And you pick, like...
Isn't that the birthplace of Mormonism?
I'm leaving.
I was just curious if that was a parallel, if that was involved.
Where you start in the game.
Oh, okay. All right.
And then you take a covered wagon and you have to make it to Oregon in a certain amount of time. But you can pick, like, certain, like, attributes, kind of like in the game. So if you're, like, a banker, you start out with, like, more money. Mm-hmm. And so you can buy more supplies, but you get less points at the end. So if you take the easiest route, then your pot is smaller by finishing. But if you take the hardest route, then you get a bigger pot.
And so it's like a LARP, too. Amazing Race.
No, yeah, kind of.
Well, it's
more
kind of
like the Amazing Race means the Oregon Trail.
I'm gonna add a wrinkle to this.
Okay.
The one my main problem with the Amazing Race is that they don't compete by races, and so I think you should have one team from each race to see which race is superior at the
right.
end.
Right.
So that would truly be the and the winner would be named
the Amazing Race.
It would be named the Amazing Race.
Yeah, who knew it was the Eskimos?
We do have that already called the Olympics, and
right.
Black people tend to beat us at everything.
Well, what about, and then I was thinking it could also be like period attire. So everyone would be wearing like petticoats and
what if they're all from different periods?
I never thought of that.
Not a lot of different periods road
like
covered.
Each race dresses based on whatever their race's golden age was.
The fuck are you even talking about?
But when you hunt, you can only bring back
bro,
100.
This is how pitch meetings work.
When you hunt, you can only bring back 100 pounds of meat to the wagon.
Yeah, yeah.
Does anyone
have to cook it on a car engine.
You can only turn in increments of 30 degrees to shoot.
Yeah, exactly.
Is anyone forcefully given dysentery?
Yeah, then people get dysentery.
You have gotten dysentery and died.
So, like, when you get to each checkpoint, there's, there's 10 teams. There's a thing with, like, 10 slots, right? And so then you, like, pick your card out of the slot, and then it's, like, keep going. But then maybe one is, like, Todd has dysentery. So then he's forcefully given
dysentery.
Yeah, Todd,
I knew it was going to be someone named Todd.
Todd has to have dysentery.
It's always fucking
and
Todd,
that'll slow
man.
You down because then like, he's by the side of the road taking a shit, and everyone's like, fucking Todd.
Fucking dude. Todd, dude. You Todd.
No, there has to be an announcer like, you know, where like the extreme chef, you have to cook on a car engine. He's like, no, you stop. Todd has to shit. Like every time, you know, they'll be in the middle of something, and then
Todd has dysentery.
Yeah.
Guys, can I meet you over by the tribal council? Todd's always been dead weight. I don't know why. Why we keep him in the covered wagon when
I think Todd should
everywhere.
Die of dysentery if you catch my drift.
Look.
Wait, dude. Todd's dad has a cabin. That's why we keep him around every year for 4th of July.
He's got an inn with the helpful Indian that'll get you across the river.
He'll ferry
you
across the river.
Always take the Indian across the river.
Let's just hope Todd makes it that far.
This dysentery is really weighing on him.
Yeah. Anyway, I thought it was brilliant. And then at the end, you have to raft down the river.
Of course. Standard.
But like competitively raft down the river?
Yeah. Like you have to know your way around a raft.
Got to race the wagons down the river.
Is there going to be log lashing?
Yeah. All that.
All that shit. So on a scale of zero to hammered, how hammered were you when this idea popped into your brain?
It was like 6.5.
Okay. So mid-ham.
Yeah.
Sort of a mid-ham.
Yeah.
Okay, good to know.
I would watch that.
So what channel do you picture this on? I'm thinking a cable channel.
I feel like TLC. CBS is kind of the king of the,
So do you
adventure
let's
reality.
Go Bravo. They do good reality.
But they don't really do adventure.
Yeah, CBS kind of has the adventure reality thing locked down, you know?
Ooh, they're the Survivor.
Make it
Survivor, Amazing Race. They also have Expedition Impossible with a bunch of guys I played football with.
Okay, all right. I think FX needs to get into the adventure game or the reality TV game. They got a lot of good shows coming up. You know, they got their Always Sunnys. They got, you know, they got their up and coming network. I think you could really fill out the reality adventure genre.
Do you envision yourself as a reality show executive producer?
FX. Where'd that even come from?
Probably.
No, throw some dwarves in it. Put it on TLC. Boom. Oh. everyone likes little people.
The learning,
especially when they're wearing cowboy boots.
That's true. And then, like, you know, all the people on that channel are sort of, it's almost like they're living in pioneer times because they all have like 15 kids.
Oh,
because
they've got some crazy mental disease, right?
Well, yeah, that
too. Yeah. Now we're cooking with gas.
That's not what I was.
Or
car engines.
Buffalo patties. Now we're cooking with car engines. And now we're cooking. Now we're cooking fourth graders with car engines.
Well, you'll just have to post the video with the Frogcast post tomorrow, but I am not convinced that's a real show.
All right, I'll have to post it. It was on Warming Glow, but, you know, I won't pretend.
You should be able to shout Eagle Screech, right? Like, whenever you do something totally righteous, you're just like, Eagle Screech! And it goes, psss!
That's a hawk, really. But, I mean, they do sound similar.
We did get a couple good emails this
week.
Like,
hear some other animal sounds? I can do other ones.
Yeah.
What's that? What the hell was that supposed
he
to
be? He only
has
a dolphin.
River otter.
He only has a dolphin.
Hey, fun fact. Otters poop hilariously. They do like a little snake thing.
Really?
Yeah. I saw one at the zoo and it moves its head first and then it's like spine follows and the poop comes out of its butt.
That's pretty amazing.
I'm pretty impressed by that.
We did get some good emails this week. Two that I thought were good. One was from Zach, who has now been outed. Zach.
Wait, is that Todd John?
No,
or
is Mike,
Phil,
is
it
Mike Tim?
Mike Tim.
So we now have a Zach listener. We had 7 Johns and Mike Tim, and now we can add Zach to the list. So, Zach, thanks for listening. Zach wrote us an email that says, Poop Transplant Roundtable. This is probably mostly written to Brendan.
Did you edit this one? Because sometimes you just start reading.
It really made me feel special. It's made me feel really special the last few weeks to see all these ones.
This one's fairly short.
Hey, guys, this is for you, especially Brendan.
No, this is short. This one was good. Dear Frodcast, the other evening I was out to dinner with my family for my sister's birthday. We were at a casual rooftop eatery when my mom recognized a group of doctors that she knows from work. Thanks to the Frodcast, whenever I see, hear, think, or dream about doctors, my mind immediately goes to poop transplants. So I quickly ask my mom if they know anything about said transplants. Of course, she explains, they are colorectal doctors. She calls them over. There are four of them, and she tells them of my interest in their work. We talk about the poop transplants, and I think they are quite impressed with my knowledge of the subject and procedures. I told them that I learned it all from the Film Drunk Frodcast. They all agreed that it sounds like a great podcast, and we'll check it out if they have time. They never corrected me or seemed put off by using the term poop transplant rather than fecal bacteriotherapy or human probiotic infusion or something like that. In fact, their preferred term seemed to be poop transfusion.
So, oh, all right.
So, Brendan.
It's quasi-scientific.
Yeah. It's like awesome word with a scientific word.
Yeah, but I do sort of still like the poop transplant because then I picture them like actually making an incision and then like pulling out like this diseased, decrepit piece of dung and then putting in like a nice fresh log. Yeah.
Like it's a new limb or a prosthetic.
Yeah, and then like
or someone runs
like,
in and runs in with a bag. Like, runs around with some poop in the bag.
Yeah. Or you've got like an artificial poop that they have to put in there.
Yeah.
I love that. I like the quasi-scientific terms. Like I've always had a problem with FUPA. Like FUPA's a nice... I mean, it makes sense, but, you know, it's like a quasi-scientific acronym, but then one of the letters is pussy, which doesn't...
Fat upper pussy area. What is scientific about that?
How is that even quasi-scientific?
It's an acronym
about?
For the, you know, first
so,
of all.
So any acronym so shortening now is, words makes it scientific.
Making it an acronym, it seems, you know, it seems like a scientific step.
I believe you
plus
don't...
Plus the word FUPA kind of is so funny.
What the... I like Gunt, personally.
Gunt is really good. Yeah. I knew this. I played football with this guy, and he was fat, and he had this shirt that said G-Unit on it, and he would sit in his locker, and he would, like, hunch his shoulders forward, and his titties would squeeze together, so his shirt just said Gunt.
I like that.
Yeah.
I also like my friend John. We were trying to think of a better term for cunt, and he came up with C-Unit. I like that a lot.
I am still confused on why FUPA is a scientific term.
Because it's an acronym. Fuck.
He's a scientist of letters.
So we went from poop transfusion
I think it should be fat upper pubic area. It seems more scientific than FUPA, than pussy area.
No,
what the hell is a pussy area?
Because a guy can just... Buddy, if you got to ask.
That's just not good science, man.
No. Come on.
Can I see your data on that shit?
Yeah. Work out these numbers. Show your work.
Show me a scatter chart.
What is your hypothesis?
Vince's scatter chart just has pictures of cats on it. It's just like,
it's got pictures of scat on it.
This one's a Siamese.
It's got pictures of scat. It's just a bunch of doo-doos.
Can we get back to this email?
Chart.
I thought we were done.
Oh no, that email's over. Yeah.
Oh well, I could sure.
Oh, was it over? Oh, sorry. I thought we cut you off.
Well, basically,
in the middle.
Yo, that's standard. Basically, he just said, you know, he was also looking. I'm currently looking for somewhere to get my poop type tested in the case that someone will be in search of a donor.
Surprise, Brown.
I urge everyone else to do so, as I hear that
he's in Autumn.
Columbia with a hint of chestnut.
Mm, nutty finish.
You're sort of a summer spring hybrid, universal donor.
Ooh, you got the sport package with a spoiler.
Eddie Bauer.
It's Eddie Bauer edition.
Leather trim.
What? All right.
Any more emails?
Well, we had the baseball heckling one, but we can save that for another time.
All right. Well, do you want to talk Transformers, or should we call? Sure. Or should we do MMA?
We could do MMA, and then these guys will probably want to leave when we talk Transformers. So
that is correct.
Yeah. Let's get.
Well, Ben liked it.
Wait. Did I win the pool? Am I the winner?
It's not over.
I thought they had disappointing first, but like crazy international.
Disappointing for Transformers is like
it made. It
but compared to the budget, am I the winner or not? Fucking lay it down.
I doubt it. It made about. We still have a lot of movies to go. It made like 100 for the weekend. And it made like 400 internationally total so far.
We only count the weekend nationally against cost.
Yes, it was probably about the same as Green Hornet in terms of opening domestic gross versus budget.
Snaps.
Yeah.
It made 115 for the weekend. So, and I think it was like a $200 million budget or something.
So Green Hornet did worse.
Green Lantern, you mean?
Whatever. I always call it they're the same
movie,
aren't
right.
they?
They're two different movies.
Yeah. Weird.
Wait, so I haven't won.
$195 million budget, according to Box Office Mojo. Yeah. So you got negative 80. That's pretty good.
Told you.
That's up there with Brendan's number, but Brendan had it in the regular poll. So, yeah. Anywho.
Well, let's get Paulie on here, and we'll talk MMA attributes that should exist.
Yes. All right. I'm going to bloop them in. All right. So we call this one the UFC special skills game. I don't know if you guys have noticed,
it's not
even
really a game. It's just more of
you changed the name already.
Hey,
so. Shut
up. I'm still introing.
It's not really a game. It's just more of us.
It's not very science-y either when you think about it.
So we got
it's more science than game.
We got Steven Soderbergh's Haywire with Gina Carano coming out. We got Warrior with Tom Hardy coming out. Basically, the film world is in love with MMA, which is...
Who isn't?
Which
Universal
is the only,
Soldier. Yeah. Is that about MMA?
No, but the director, I did... Well, I don't know if I'm allowed to talk about it.
Oh,
but,
no, you're not allowed to talk about that.
Someone did send me a picture of the director on the set.
The director of Universal Soldier sucked Vince's dick.
Didn't you just talk about it?
No.
You just did, right there.
I was making up a lie.
Yeah, so I haven't told the story
Brendan's
yet.
Brendan's trying to cover for you, and you're just telling the truth like an asshole.
He sucked Vince's dick.
All right, well, I'm going to take the fifth on this one.
All right.
Well, we do have a...
So basically, the way this relates is, Hollywood's got a love affair with MMA. And so this has nothing to do with the fact that I would rather talk about MMA than movies. And everything to do with movies, because this is the Film Drunk Frotcast, not the UFC Drunk Frotcast.
Did someone yell at you? Are you in trouble for not talking about movies?
Yeah, I get in trouble all the time. So we thought... At the beginning of every UFC fight, they have a little graphic of what each fighter's strengths are. You know, like they got three bullet points. It says like all-American wrestler, world-class heart, or just big power. And so
Did you pound a Four Loko before we got started?
No, not yet.
You're delightfully rambly tonight. I like this.
We thought, we could come up with lists of our own,
spice it up a little,
of UFC special skills that we would like to see. So therefore, we got Paulie dangerously on the line to discuss it with me, because, we thought he'd be good at this game.
What's up, Paulie?
What's up, guys?
Should we start with our guest?
Are you guys drunk?
I think Vince is on something. Well,
Vince is on ether or something.
It's like he took a bunch of pain meds or something. He's that pain meds kind of loopy.
I've been drinking.
Does he have a sock right there with paint thinner?
He keeps huffing the sock.
Because he's coherent, right? He's not trail offy. He's just sort of forget what the end of the sentence looks like, but going to power through anyway.
He's doing the stuff that Gary Oldman was doing in The Professional, where he cracks in his mouth and goes,
I'm fine, man. I don't need to go to rehab. Let's start with Brendan. Brendan's got like 15, so let's have Brendan read like four or five of his, and then move to the next.
All right, are we doing nicknames? Or we're doing the attributes?
Let's do attributes. Special skills.
All right, special skills. Surprisingly, not Jewy for a guy named Weinstein. Won't remember any of this.
I do picture all of these because Joe Rogan always said good hands. He's got great hands, fastest hands in UFC today. So every time I'm picturing. They say the attribute, and then Joe Rogan yelling something.
All right. Believes in Jesus. Once carried $12 worth of quarters in his scrotum.
Interesting.
Likes punching things.
All right.
Should we switch off?
How many of these
should I read?
All right.
I got a bunch.
I'll do mine. Number one, loves to laugh. Eye of the tiger. Number three, hella steampunk. Number four, close talker. I got loves horses. and Crazy About Elvis. They're kind of a package deal.
Well, that would be for one fighter.
And yeah,
two different attributes, one fighter.
Oh, if it was two other guys, they would probably kiss in the middle. Because and it would, yeah. And then my last two are Sucker for Love Stories and Lazy Eyes.
Lazy Eyes. Oh, steampunk's pretty good. Yeah. All right, Paulie, lay it on us.
Did I do all of them?
Sure, man.
However many you want to do, man.
Let's party.
Yeah, I have a bunch more, so Paul, you go, and then I'll finish mine.
Okay. I got a soft kisser.
All right.
The great Christopher Walken impression. Loves ramen soup. Can hit all the high notes on Bohemian Rhapsody.
It's important.
Does a fake Rampage Jackson Twitter page.
That one hits close
cold
to home.
Cold pizza. I just put cold pizza.
I did. It's absurd.
You were hungry.
It's abstract.
Yeah, it's abstract. That's his nickname.
Can grow a full beard. Loved Hall & Oates before hipsters. Doesn't date thick ankled chicks. Met P. Rose once.
I like that one.
Reliable drunk driver.
Whoa, too soon, man. After Mask.
Too soon, I'm sorry. Owns a table saw. I thought that'd be good.
Will not help you move.
Oh, I was just about to write, has a truck, will not help you move. Yeah.
All around good guy.
All right, I like that one. I feel like I've seen that one. I've heard Goldberg say that one about, like, you know, Ace Franklin or something.
Then the last couple I got is a great laugh. Awesome detachable thumb trick.
It's one minute of fight with that.
Has the same dentist as Flea from the Red Hot Chili Peppers. And then the last one is over 300 friends on Facebook.
Nice. Brett, you have any?
Inconsequential lover.
Okay.
All right. I got a bunch more. I got.
Was that for me? Was that? I talked into my beer.
What about?
Brett
has his microphone in one hand and his beer in the other, and he brought his beer bottle up to his lips.
Was that for me?
All right.
Draw squirrels in his free time.
Yeah. Those crickets aim to me, you son of a bitch.
All right. I have sat through Dinner for Schmucks 3 times. Yells out what he's about to do.
That would be an amazing thing for him.
Left cross!
Right hook! Guillotine! Oh! Guillotine! Cover face! Guillotine!
Take down!
Putting on the sponsor shirt!
I have...
It's kind of like my bit about Fred Schneider.
Yeah, it is. I have his dad could beat up your dad. Can play Modern Love by Bowie on the harmonica.
Honor roll student.
On offense, run the ball. On defense, stop the run. Excellent trust falls. level 46 fire mage. Just farted. Watched Braveheart before he came out here. Hadouken! Plays dead at times. Gnarled pancreas. And at least he's not Nick Ring.
Hey, you guys. My knee ligaments are so loose.
For Nick Ring, it would probably be loose knee ligaments, right?
Yeah.
Sharp toes.
For Nick Ring, you can just add a TH for every S on here.
And it's actually typed out like that?
Yeah.
I just had a couple. I thought of these more, like I said, as Joe Rogan saying it. So one of mine was horrific BO. And it was, Joe Rogan.
He has notoriously horrible BO. His trainers and his sparring partners wear surgical masks when working with him. It is an intense, jarring smell that rattles the senses and leaves his opponents in awe.
So
that's a good one.
Shopaholic.
Do you have a spiel for that one too?
I do. Yeah.
He is known to be.
Wow. I didn't expect it, and he did.
Oh, is it in italics? On
no.
Your... Oh.
He has been known to spend all of his fight earnings on clothes and shoes. He loves seersucker suits and owns over 3,000.
Extreme couponer.
Ooh, extreme couponer would be good.
Oh, one of my nicknames was the bargain hunter.
Committed to the bit.
Tried to talk in my beer bottle too.
It's very confusing.
I like that you said I just did it too into your beer bottle.
Yeah,
Polly, what are some nicknames that you had?
The two that I got the cuddler.
Ooh, that's really good.
Spoons.
All right,
goes hand in hand.
Power glove.
Ooh, I like that.
The micro machine man. the turtle. Dump truck. Skilled with the Z.
Wait, skilled?
Skills with the Z.
Oh, skills. That sounds like
it's complete. Skilled with the Z.
All right. So Z is
skilled with the Z is his whole nickname.
Yeah, exactly. You get it.
That sounds like an Expendables character.
Yeah.
Skills.
The plumber. The masseuse.
All right, I like that one.
And the real good fighter guy.
All right, Vince.
Brett, you didn't do your homework, did you?
No. I got the mathematician. And I didn't do my homework.
What about the squirrel? Vince, let's go.
I didn't have that many nicknames. I only had three. I had mouth breather, the rapist, and the bargain hunter.
I had date rapist. Oh, we think alike.
Yeah. Well, I mean, if you have an axe murderer, you need to have a rapist in there.
I feel like you want to go with the hand stuff, like mittens.
Brendan, let's go. He's still writing.
All right, I have a bunch.
Pencils down, Brendan.
All right, I got the cromulator. I have Shittington. Stanky leg.
Shittington.
I don't know. I was on the bus riding and it really made me laugh.
So like Shittington. Johnny Shittington Thomas or
yeah,
something?
Yeah, exactly. Stanky leg. Caligula. Donkey dick. Mushmouth. Dookie! The Dickulator.
Why do you have to say it like that?
Because that's how you have to say it.
Does it have an exclamation
point? You know, it does. Look.
Holy crap.
It actually has an exclamation point.
It's to remind
more people should have exclamation points.
Duke!
Brendan wrote about 9 pages of nicknames.
I have the Dickulator.
He's got a bunch of Metallica M's all over the paper, too.
Yeah. The Mailman. The Mailman. I just at one point thought it would be funny to take old basketball names. Octopussy. AIDS. I think AIDS is my favorite one. Chocolate Rain, like the Proctologist, Creepy Uncle, and Pillow Smotherer.
Chocolate Rain would actually be a really good good nickname.
Why not just Pillow Talk?
I can do Pillow Talk.
Like Richie Pillow Talk Suarez.
What about like Banana Phone or anything like that?
Oh, well, yeah. Is that not taken?
Banana
I thought
phone?
That already was a real MMA nickname.
Banana Phone?
No Colin Shenanigans?
Yeah, guys, that first name Colin should definitely have the nickname.
Well, isn't there a rapper named Colin Shenanigans that already has that name taken?
Yeah. Well, he's an actor.
It's already taken.
Someday.
Maybe he wanted it to be original.
Maybe he's crossing over into MMA.
Yeah, that's true.
I just had a couple. The con artist, middle manager, the mariachi, and the chef.
I like that.
Yeah, that would actually be, I think, would be a good nickname.
Camp counselor.
Ooh. Yeah.
The substitute teacher.
I really do like Shittington. Shittington and AIDS are my two favorites.
I'm shocked that you like Shittington.
I like that you like your own.
I really like AIDS. AIDS is good.
Which of your farts today that you smelled was the best for you?
The one just now, actually, was really good. Yeah. Satisfying.
We did go. I was in Tahoe over the weekend, and I got the altitude farts.
Oh yeah!
And at one point, like I was in the game room, and I was like the only one in the game room. And it's as big as a living room, and people would come in because we were playing. They had a pinball game in there, but people would walk in and they would get 2 steps into the room, like, oh, what is going? Who's farting in here? And then everybody would run out, and it was just me.
Was it
playing pinball in a cloud of farts? Yeah.
Was it the visible, like really dark? Like
dark
a sort of an ozone layer around the
green room. Green haze.
Well, I stopped smelling it, which was disappointing because, I mean, when you cut a really good fart,
you want to be able to smell the smell of your own smell. And when other people can smell it and you can't, it's like...
What's
the point?
Truly the saddest of farts.
Yeah, it's an existential dilemma.
I was also in Tahoe, but instead of offending people with my farts, I kept putting on Goodbye Horses by Q Lazarus and doing like the Silence of the Lambs dance, you know, like when he does the tuck.
Mm-hmm.
And that really freaks girls out. I don't know if you knew that.
Was this at dinner? First date, tucking my dick.
Woo, woo.
Well, Paulie, we appreciate having you on to play the UFC attribute game.
And we just appreciate you, Paulie.
Yeah, we do.
We do.
Oh, thank you, guys. That makes me get a boner.
Do you have anything to add? Do you have any? Are you staying out of the dust storms?
We actually, I guess our thunderstorms caused that. I don't know what the fuck that was about.
So you basically...
There's a big old, what's it called, a haboob?
Yeah, I didn't know how to pronounce it. I saw it on the TV when the sound was off.
Wait, so you caused the dust storm? Is that what you just said?
Well, I think Tucson basically farted on Phoenix, correct?
Yeah, that's what it is. It's a big old geometric queef and sent a dust storm.
Did you guys time it all? Like, do you go outside and like have a countdown and then all simultaneously fart in the general direction?
That's exactly what happened.
Well, Paulie had
What I want to do is if I'm going to fart like that, I want to be able to, you know, fly a kite from my waist.
I like that. That'd be awesome.
I like, you aim high, Paulie. That's what we like about you. You know, you're not settling for, just kicking around a couple paper bags. You want to fly a kite.
That would just blow people's minds if there was no wind and you were just in the park just flying a kite.
You could be like that kid from American Beauty with the plastic bag, but it's just always kind of
full of shit.
It's the smelliest thing I've ever seen.
I want to show you something.
I want to show you something. American Beauty
would benefit from a fart track.
Oh, yes.
Yeah. Oh.
Yeah, I know.
Brilliant.
I know.
All right, well, thank you, Paulie. Anything to plug that
all
we
right,
can
thank you guys.
Anything to pump?
Just some male butt.
All right. Sounds good.
All right. Fair enough. That's the right answer.
That's all I got.
All right, man. Thank you.
See you, Paulie.
All right. Should we get Lindy on to read some Twitter?
Yes. Let's do that right now and not in the future.
I'm going to go back in time.
When you're late.
Yeah.
All right. Let's get Lindy on.
All right, you guys. We got a new little segment for you this week. I don't know if you were listening to last week's broadcast, which I assume everyone was.
Twice.
Twice. Just committing it to memory. But we got Lindy back. Last week we talked about her, you know, many online beefs that she has.
She now created a new one.
Yeah, and...
While discussing other beefs, she created a new beef.
It started with, just a normal... fun bag article for Deadspin, and there was a question that someone sent in making fun of some random guy's commenter name, which was Drunk Expat Writer, and Lindy didn't really pile on. She just, you know, she sort of agreed with the question, and but that guy got really angry and wrote a lot of letters and was very
to be
upset.
Fair, he wrote a lot of posts, blog post, didn't he?
No.
On his live journal.
No, he wrote. He actually wrote into the site
to Deadspin.
Yes.
Oh,
and
He and Delaria went back and forth. But the funny thing is, Delaria was just sort of like, okay, whatever.
Oh yes,
guy.
I did see
like,
that.
You're sort of aggressive, and he.
Yeah, I told you to fuck off.
And then he came up with some crazy claims, like he had like unleashed all his people on him or something like that. When it was really just the commenters, like, hey, fuckface, you're an idiot.
Yeah, and he pointed out that he gets paid for writing and pointed out that she had created a particularly poorly written article. And Lindy discovered that this guy has a Twitter account dedicated to his short fiction. So I was just going to give her a chance to read some of the short fiction of a drunken expat writer. So
What I assume is a writing exercise, he uses the 140 character constraints of a Twitter post to write a beautiful, moving micro story.
Well, artists, which, you know, great art comes from restrictions.
True.
That's actually exactly. Why they started Twitter, was to really have short books written in under 140 characters.
Yeah, so each one is like a discrete tiny book.
Wait, so they're not? It's not a running narrative. It's not like here's your section of the novel today.
No, as far as I can tell, it's there. Each one is its own thing. Like they're
self-contained sadness.
Yeah, it's not all the same characters. Because if it was, these people would be fucked.
It'd be like Precious, really.
Yeah, totally. It would be so much worse than Precious. Because these stories are not nice.
So we're getting into the dark, the deep, dark recesses of Drunken Expat Writer's subconscious.
Yeah, it's like the core. We're fucking heading down in a...
We're in a inner space. We're in a shrunken drill. Yep. Heading towards the core of Drunken Expat Writer.
Well, let's delve.
Yeah, and here's what's in the core.
We're the Dennis Quaid, right?
Yeah, we're all Dennis Quaid.
Just wanted to make sure that we were on the same page with that metaphor.
And he's Martin Short.
Okay.
Before he turned into Jiminy Glick.
Right.
All right, here's what's inside. Here's what's deep down. Ready?
Yes.
Okay. Just because I'm a call girl, she thought, when he shoved his dry cock in her ass, doesn't mean this isn't rape. I told him to stop.
Oh, wow. That's all right.
Depressing.
That's, yeah.
There's a lot of anal rape.
Finger snaps.
In the soul of...
Keep going. I'd
Vince
like to delve more.
Vince is starting to sweat and removing his pants.
Let's delve deeper, guys. Good. I know this might be a little much, but this is important. We've got to go.
We're just one level deep right now.
Lindy, if you would.
All right. She thought that by giving him her ass, she'd be protecting her virginity and reputation. He told his friends she was a dirty anal slut.
Wow, I hadn't even read that one.
Keep in mind, that's a different girl. That's not the same whore from earlier.
It's grim stuff.
It's a different anal whore.
It's grim stuff.
Hey, guys, what are you doing?
Brett's here.
Brett's here, but let's not focus on that. We're going to need to go.
Guys, this is really.
We need to go deeper.
Dirty anal.
This is serious,
slut.
Guys. Lindy, please.
The people she knew thought she was the happiest member of their clique. They didn't know she cut herself in places they could not see. Which I don't know if she went into a hiding place and cut herself.
No,
or
vaginal
like cut
cutting.
Herself.
Vaginal
yeah,
cutting.
Clearly vaginal.
Yeah.
Vaginal cutting.
Or actually, no, I take that back. Anal cutting.
She wears, I have a feeling she wears this red bandana like Bret Michaels. And she just cuts herself on her forehead a bunch like Hulk Hogan. But they can't see it because she's always wearing that bandana like she's a cool rock chick. But secretly,
like
she's
Miami,
got all these problems.
Like Miami Stevie Van Zandt.
Yes, exactly.
The scalp is the center of my guilt.
This is grim stuff, guys. It's really...
I need a few more. I know you're on a time crunch. But
what's going on in the world today?
Okay,
Lindy,
I like this one.
Lindy, please, go ahead.
This is one of my favorite ones. Okay. Just, it's so evocative. It's cinematic, really. Okay. The cop just couldn't take it anymore. The corruption of the city broke his soul. He pulled his nightstick and bashed the boy's head in.
Man.
Bashed the boy's head in his butt? It's
timely.
That's what corruption will do to your soul.
I want
to
read one. Oh, wait. This isn't the segment. No, that'd be breaking for me.
No, you can. Well, here, let me read one more.
I think it would be inappropriate, Vince. I think it would be the wrong time to do that. This is important, you guys. I think we need to
What are we doing?
Stop.
Don't ask questions, Brett.
Stop asking questions and just let Lindy really use this as a conduit for what's happening out there in the world right now. Lindy, go ahead.
How about this? How about this? Read two more, one real and one fake, and we'll try to guess which one's which.
Wait, are we healing right now? Is that what's going on?
Oh, yeah.
Ah, God damn it.
Okay, one real, one fake, you guys are going to guess?
Yes.
You want two real and one fake?
Sure, yeah.
I can just
two real, one fake.
Really anyone from the thing.
So the fake is just going to be you making it up off the top of your head?
Yeah, well...
I'm going to be counting the characters is what I'm going to be doing. That'll be a dead giveaway.
Go ahead.
Hold on, I want to find another one. Okay, that's a good one. A really good one. Okay, here we go.
You're leaving dead space on this podcast. Dead space, like the space inside her soul.
Inside her rectum, ass. Where it was raped many times.
Sorry, go ahead.
Her off-raped bunghole.
Okay. Let's see.
Guys, this is serious.
She really was a virgin on her wedding night, but when she didn't bleed after he entered her, he beat her until the bed was stained red. Okay, that's one.
Okay, all right, that's one. Bed stained red. We'll call that one.
That's
here's two. Wow. If I lose this job, I won't be able to pay the mortgage, she thought when her boss asked her to kneel. My children would be homeless.
All right, wow. Homeless very, children. We got bed-stained red.
Very
homeless
timely. A lot of foreclosures happening in America right now, you guys.
I think that one's actually called Office BJ. But so, anyway.
Yeah. It's a lot of foreclosure happening in America, guys. It's really
number three. I'm not a whore. I'm not a whore, she thought as she sucked her dad's dick for money. Then he killed her.
Number two, fake for sure. 141 characters.
This is really hard. I don't know.
Number two was 141 characters. I counted with the spaces.
What book is this? I gotta go to the library machine.
I'm gonna guess three is the fake one.
Yeah, I mean I couldn't.
Oh man.
I'm sorry.
Could have sworn two was too many characters.
Well, Lindy, I know you got to get out of here to go to a comedy show, but thank you. Thank you for your reading.
Are you performing or just watching?
No, I'm going to watch Andy Kindler.
Oh.
The great Andy Kindler.
Does he tell a lot of anal rape jokes?
I hope so. Otherwise, I'm walking out.
Good day to you, Andy. All right, Lindy, thanks for coming on.
Thanks for having me. Sorry I have to go. I really want to talk to you guys more about anal rape. Also, sorry I front-loaded it with the anal rape. I should have really left that till the end.
Backloaded it?
I should have backloaded it.
Yeah.
But yeah. I just got so excited about like those two dry ass rapings in a row.
You gave us the front butt, and for that, we thank you.
And, you know, I would have a problem with making fun of this man's like creative juices, except that all of it is about – it's so misogynistic and creepy. Like, clearly as a boner – for, like, ass rape and then... Well, not clearly. Is that slander? I don't think
it's implied that there's a predilection towards anal rape.
You're reading too much into it, Lindy.
more than 140 characters?
Yeah, you're reading more than 140 characters into it.
All right, I gotta go.
All right, thanks.
That's why you can never be him.
Have fun, you guys.
See ya.
Bye.
All right, thanks, Lindy, for coming on. Vince wanted to talk briefly about the floppiest flops.
No, I wanted to talk Transformers.
He wants to talk Transformers.
No, we're not going
to
talk about his mom.
Vince, why are you at the soundboard? You suck at the soundboard.
I can't drink beer and hold a mic and press soundboard at the same time.
You get soundboard happy and then you forget that it exists.
Well,
so it was like half an hour filled with clips.
You know what I mean?
That's the best new one.
Can only do one thing at a time.
Thank you, Akash. Are there any good new ones?
Just that one.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Transformers 3. I think I'm probably one of about eight people that liked it.
Ben liked it because he has the mind of a child
and is a bad person. Don't leave the moral part out of this. Yeah. He is a sinner and a bit of a whore
and a bit of a Jew. I certainly admit the insane flaws. For about the first hour, it feels like it's two totally different movies. There's the sort of cool robots transforming, and then there's Shia LaBeouf just like yelling all the time and his parents coming back and all that sort of stupid stuff.
He was not as manic in the last movie. Like this movie, he's like Jeremy Piven on Entourage on crack or something.
I certainly can't vouch for the acting performance. That I don't know what's going on with that. But compared to the other ones, the second one I thought was awful. This one I just thought was just a much more fun. I saw it in IMAX 3D, which is like $300 a ticket. And I think it was
there's only two good seats in the entire place, right? And they're right in the fucking middle, and everyone else is like staring directly up the entire time.
I had one of those two good seats, fortunately.
Boosh.
So it was just a fun movie experience where it's on this gigantic screen. The 3D was cool. The action scenes were really cool. I thought they did a much better job of sort of moving the story along in this individual movie. They still do the totally stupid stuff where they have the little robots roaming around, which are so annoying. And then they still do stuff where, like, the Sentinel Prime has, like, a double braided goatee.
Yeah.
Like, silly stuff like that. They have accents. A lot of the robots have accents.
All right. Let me sum up Michael Bay. He's still a commercial director. Like, his entire movie is, like, 30-second chunks of stuff. So he'll do a 30-second chunk of one thing, and then he'll do another 30-second chunk of another thing. And, like, characters will be completely different from one 30-second chunk to another 30-second chunk. And I just found it shrill and tiresome. Like, if the whole movie was, like, the flying squirrel scene, That would have been awesome because that was fun to watch and it was awesome. But yeah, like every minor character has to have some insane over the top quirk. It can't just be like a bus driver. He's got to be like a gay bus driver who's also like Jason Bourne level serial killer.
Secretly conflicted.
Yeah. And it's like, all right. I don't know. I just found the whole thing very tiring.
I could see that. Like I said, I certainly understand.
It's like an ADD kid on Sugar Rush.
It's like, oh my God, just stop. Just
it's like, sure, you want to watch him knock over some stuff, but you don't want to have to own that child.
Yeah. That's called Little Vince.
Oh man, and the product placement was so over the top.
But that's all his movies, though.
Yeah, but this one, it was like the Rosie Huntington Whitley's boyfriend McDreamy buys her this $200,000 Mercedes. And so, like, in the middle of the movie, Shia LaBeouf's like, wait, so he bought you this car? Yeah, it's awesome. And then she goes on the internet to look up the car.
He goes online.
Yeah. And so they look up the Mercedes website, which has, like, a talking commercial for the car. I swear to God.
Wait. Is it a robot? Does the Mercedes turn into something?
No, it's just eventually. A Mercedes.
In a movie about cars that are robots. Yes. They just left a Mercedes and they're just being like.
And he looked up.
I'm a car that's also a commercial. That's my transformation.
Well, Vince may have forgotten, but it actually does.
I transform you into cynical moviegoers.
Yeah, but not at that point of the movie.
Not at that point of the
not
movie.
Until like
no, you don't have to be cynical to hate Michael
It wasn't
Bay.
Until like 30 minutes later that
right,
it transformed.
Right, but it's just like destroying, eroding the people's faith in movies.
What?
He's cynical.
I said that his he transforms you into cynical moviegoers.
Oh.
That's what that does. Yeah. This sucks.
I really enjoyed it. It was a fun movie experience.
They
can definitely have easily have taken out a good half hour, just sliced it right out of the movie.
Ben is the Pete Hammond of the broadcast.
No way. I hate all the movies you guys like.
Ben, you know someday you're going to be dead, right? And you're going to wish for 2 hours, just 2 hours to do what you really wanted.
Yeah, you know what I would take out? Scott Pilgrim for one.
Oh!
Dude, Transformers was 2.5 hours.
Yeah, it was pretty awesome. 2.5 hours, wasn't it?
You know, everybody's like, "Oh man, if you brought someone back from like the 1800s and you made them watch Transformers, their face would melt off." It's like, yeah, their face would melt off for about 5 minutes, and then after 5 minutes, they're like,
"That's what
oh
all the
my god, this,
doing in there.
This is the most aggravating, obnoxious thing I've ever seen. I can't take it. It'd be like someone scratching records
Wait,
in both
hold
their
on.
Ears.
Who
for two
argues
hours?
That if you brought people from the 1800s, it would blow their mind? Because like, what a stupid argument! Like,
no, it was. I think Nick Swardson had a bit where it was more taking people even from like the 50s or 60s.
Oh,
and not people that had never seen a film before.
Oh, I was gonna say like, if that's someone's argument as to why it's good, that's a pretty shitty argument.
No, his argument wasn't that.
Well, people from the 1800s could see it; they'd be really impressed.
This is the movie of 2011 for people from 1804.
This is like the polio vaccine of movies. Just blowing people's mind.
It hurts.
It's the Dr. Jonas Salk of movies.
It hurts, but you'll probably walk out of here.
Yeah.
Oh!
Brett wins.
His joke was more that.
It's like two jokes in one. I was really proud of that.
Wait, I like historical humor.
Wait, two jokes in one. Sorry, I when I can press the soundboard, I feel like
yes, yeah, you remembered.
You remember that it exists. Uh-huh.
So I think Brett's joke was, "You'll walk out of here."
No. God damn!
You did the wrong one.
You know what I mean?
God,
which one was this? What
did
it do?
You know what I mean?
Wait, say that again.
You'll walk out of here.
You know what I mean?
What was that?
You know what I mean?
What was the joke again?
I don't know.
It's painful, but you walk out of here.
Yeah, yeah.
You know what I mean.
All right. Well, let's not spike the football. You know, let's just pretend like we've been here before.
We made a joke. Hey, team effort, guys. Good hustle.
Yeah.
High fives all around.
Transformers, man. Yeah. No, honestly, like I tried to review it. I sat down to review it, and I was like, man, I really do not give a fuck about this movie either way.
I certainly, like I said, I understand that I'm in the severe minority of people that did enjoy it.
What'll it take for you to learn not to see these movies? Because, I mean, I feel like Transformers 2 was probably the worst thing I've ever seen put on film.
Oh,
and it's just like, hey, maybe I won't go to the next one.
I would argue that Pirates of the Caribbean 3 was worse than Transformers 2.
I don't see those.
No.
You don't think so?
It
was more painful for me to watch.
It's hard to, because I watched that in a hotel, like, super late and kind of drunk. But Pirates, I sat through in a theater. So it's but... Fuck, man. I mean, what will it take?
I definitely see Transformers 4.
Is it like you see a busload of children crash and all their limbs are hanging out, and then next time you drive by a bus, you're like, oh, maybe someone's skull will be rolling around on the street? Like,
one can dream.
Put it this way, I saw Zookeeper this week. And,
oh, you already saw it?
And I had an easier time sitting through Zookeeper than I did Transformers 3.
Wow.
Wow. Yeah.
Well, yeah. And it was not made for you, but it was made for the $400 million that paid to see it. So there probably will be a fourth, and I will see it.
I can't wait.
Yeah. Well, I think that I just like that they did a better job of making a sort of a cooler backstory for the whole movie, and they didn't fuck around too much.
What is the point of a backstory? Like, nothing's going to make sense in a Transformers
movie
anyway.
It makes it more fun.
Does it really? Because
no,
it doesn't.
I want to watch a music video of robots fighting robots.
It doesn't make sense anyway.
Oh, there is a lot of robots fighting robots.
The problem is it's so tiresome. There's like, they haven't figured out like the visual. It's just like, you have robots and you're not sure what hurts them. So like, they just smash each other and shit falls off and you're not sure why. And then they have humans where there's no way they can possibly compete with a giant robot.
And they can't die because they're important characters.
Yeah, so it's just like you have zombies where it's just like nameless, faceless people getting smashed up for their meat. And then you have Daffy Ducks where it's all the main characters where it's like
invincible.
They smash them and then they just come up, you know, they got like soot on their face in the next scene.
Man, Looney Tunes was so great.
Oh, it was.
God. They did kill a lot of humans in this one.
I don't really care. They're Michael Bay humans. They don't deserve to live.
Yeah, it's like Josh Duhamel.
Yeah.
He's like a Michael Bay human in real life.
Oh God, you are an extra in a disaster scene in real life. That is
Tyrese.
Like, something is gonna fall from the sky and you're gonna die, and that's the best thing you will ever accomplish.
I got a brand new TV and it's one of those like preloaded app TVs, and I was testing out the Netflix and I watched Aliens. Did I talk about this already?
No, not yet.
Okay. Yeah, I watched Aliens. Man, that movie's fucking awesome. I hadn't watched it in a while. I was like, yeah.
Someone was,
this movie's still rad.
Someone was telling me that when you watch, I don't know if you found this, when you watch old movies on that TV, like especially old Blu-ray movies, I guess it's something called the soap opera effect where the background is so in focus that and it was never meant to be and it looks like a soap opera. It ends up looking really shitty.
There's certain things you can do. So what I ended up doing was really geeking out with like all the settings to make sure that it didn't look like that. And actually what was cool was I found a bunch of like resources online to like get rid of all that stuff so it actually still looks pretty good. Plus, I think with the newer TVs, they're able to, like, I don't know.
Well, the higher refresh,
not do that.
Refresh rate will fuck you if you don't know how to set that differently. Right?
Exactly. Like, yeah.
The speed of the frame playback will.
It's the hertz, right?
It's
the megahertz.
It's not progressive,
of the TV, right?
It's
yeah.
Interlaced.
The other one. I don't know. Whatever it is where it pops a whole frame on at a time instead of doing half and half. Interlaced is half and half. Progressive is
one. I watched it. It looked pretty good. I mean, it didn't have the soap opera effect for sure. I know what you're talking about, the soap opera effect. But anyway, I watched it and I was like, man, that movie is still fucking rad.
Were you at that Super Bowl at Eric's house?
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. Where we saw the future if you sat in the wrong place.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, that was when we taco catted.
That was when.
What does that mean?
Remember? Like a year ago when we were doing the broadcast?
It was like 3 years ago, wasn't it?
Well, no, but we mentioned it. It's on the air. Taco Cat.
Yeah. Taco Cat is a palindrome.
I remember what?
Taco Cat is a palindrome.
Well, yeah, I know Taco Cat's a palindrome.
Vince is very familiar with
that. If I'm not even getting your inside jokes, I don't think anyone listening.
Dude, they're totally going to know. It's the internet.
Do you know what I mean?
That's how you do it.
That's
how you do it, son.
Well done.
Perfect placement right there.
Oh, I told them we need to get a Bishop. Look at this.
Ooh. Oh, we do need one of those. Hold on, should we get a clean drop for Wakas to do it?
Well, I'm pretty sure you
can't find the clip.
He can find the clip, man.
Bishop, look at this.
That was pretty good there.
We just played the YouTube clip.
Who wants to sex the Bishop? Who is not a man?
Brandon, do you think you could do a whole broadcast
Get
that?
Get a sec. Collect yourself.
Yes.
You want to sex the bishop, but he's not the man. You have to not lick the anus.
Eat the poo-poo.
And not eat the poo-poo.
I love that he has to wind up. He's just like, brace, brace, go.
Bishop, why do they eat the poo-poo?
Well, Vince, did you want to talk about the floppiest flops of the year? Or
Oh, yeah, we could do that. I missed it. I didn't quite get a chance to compile our standings in the...
Well, there's only, I think, just Transformers came out, which made...
Brendan had on his list and Brett had as his flop, which were both solid picks.
Yeah, they were actually ended up both being good picks.
Yeah.
Bad. I think Brendan's in the lead at this point.
I think Brendan's going to be tough to beat.
Wait, do I have any movies out? I forgot.
That's right.
Mine are like Spy Kids 4 and fucking
Cowboys and
Bad
Aliens.
Bosses and Cowboys and Aliens.
Oh, this weekend is Horrible Bosses and The Zookeeper.
What was my last one? It was something weird.
Vince, how was The Zookeeper?
I can't. Well, I can talk about it.
You're embargoed.
Embargo.
Don't you dare.
I don't
want to
step on
dare.
My review. But to be honest, like, I don't really have that much to say about it. It wasn't like... Like, it's not like the trailer where you feel like you're on acid. After a while, you just sort of get used to the fact that he's going to, like, take this gorilla on, you know, him and the gorilla are going to, like, eat snow cones together and shit. And,
were there any parts where you even considered laughing?
There was one or two parts where I probably laughed.
I think I probably laughed once. I don't remember.
Well, because here's the thing. Like, as much as I hate Kevin James.
Could it have been a death rattle?
As much as I hate Kevin James, you know me. I'm a sucker for any, like, animal humor. And so anytime they play on, like, the animal's natural attributes, I'm probably going to laugh at that somehow.
You can admit it. You're a big fan.
Yeah. So, but no, I was not a big fan, but I was sitting next to this mountain of a man who might have probably was definitely in at least a special ed class at one point in his life.
At least one.
Yeah. And
he was in business math while we all took algebra.
Hey, that's for business.
And he was just loving the whole thing and making, just shouting things at the screen the whole time.
Like what?
So like the first, you know, I got there and I was all set to like review the movie. And then by about 30 minutes in, I was just writing down everything this guy said. So
can you give us a little taste?
Like at one point, Kevin James like squats down. All right. So the animals are all giving him advice on what to do. And the frog tells him to like get into attack mode and like puff up his face. So he's in, he's at a fancy dinner and he sees his rival who's Joe Rogan and he puffs up his face and he goes to like get into attack mode and he splits his pants and the retarded guy sitting next to me, he goes, "Oh man, that's classic."
A classic plant pants splitting scene. I wasn't sure if they'd have it.
So get excited for that review. It's just going to be a lot of what that guy said and how it related to what was going on.
Did he
on the
clap
screen.
At the end?
Oh yeah. Oh yeah. No. The worst part is I've been sitting there writing down everything this guy says, and I'm like, "Fuck reviewing the movie. This guy is way more interesting." And and he's like talking to me after the movie. Oh god, I hope he doesn't listen to this somehow.
Oh, he's
that would probably not happen. But he's like,
he doesn't know.
Do you work for the newspaper or something? I saw you writing notes in your book.
Oh, boo. No.
Oh, no.
Can we edit this? If he ever finds out, I'm going to feel like the worst person alive.
He's going to be like, "Hey, you violated my twas."
Jesus.
Oh, seriously, I would really feel really terrible. But, yeah. Anyway, so this weekend, we got that, Horrible Bosses.
Not that terrible, apparently.
moving on. What am I going to do? I already said it.
Over that thought. Moving on.
All I know is today as I was walking out of the coffee shop where I work, there was a little chihuahua on a leash, like right in a sunbeam, and I went to scratch him on the chin, and he rolled over on his back, and I scratched his belly while I was lying in a sunbeam. I feel like that gets me out of at least one horrible thing I say about a retard.
So
you scratched a chihuahua's belly?
Uh-huh, uh-huh. You should have seen his face, man. That was a good deed.
I was
going to
say, that's only one thing you got out of? I think that's at 10.
Oh, yeah. Easy.
I had a pug I didn't know come up and nuzzle my crotch. That was kind of funny.
Did he do...
Yeah, it can't breathe through its nose. It just happened to be in somebody's crotch.
It smells of squirrels.
They snore because their noses aren't meant to be in this world.
You get deviated septums. Yeah. Are we going to talk floppy as flops or no?
Oh, yeah. All right. So, well, okay. First, this weekend, we got Zookeeper, Horrible Bosses, Beats, Rhymes, and Life. Yeah. I missed my Horrible Bosses screening because I had to go to another one. And I heard it's good, which is a bummer because the movie I saw instead, not so much. Floppy as flops. Biggest flops of 2011. Name one you think would be on the list, Brandon.
What are the criteria for rating a flop?
Yeah, like
just losing money, losers.
Yeah. Are they playing by our rules?
I mean, it's got to be Green Lantern,
they're
right?
They're taking into account worldwide box office and you know
minus budget.
Green Lantern's the first one that comes to mind.
Green Lantern's on there
because
Green Lantern is number six.
All that shit does well internationally.
No, not all of them.
Doesn't do that well internationally. Yeah.
Not all of them.
It had a huge budget. What was the budget for Green Lantern?
Well, they think it cost $200 million just production, and then like plus they apparently did a lot of marketing. Like they think it could be like $300 to $400 million altogether.
Yeah, there you go. Huge flop.
Floppy. That's a floppy flop.
And it's
right
going to be lucky to make like $250-$300 million.
Big floppy donkey dick.
I saw
it's a percentage of.
It's how much money. If you're putting in money and something loses money.
Yeah.
It's not a very.
You think acronyms are science.
I don't remember the order, but I.
Draw me a squirrel.
Hey, you guys. Let's stop arguing.
Come on, name one you think it's on the list.
Cars.
Cars?
That's only been out for 2 weeks.
You high? Cars makes a ton of money.
It actually didn't do that well for the second week.
It made like $71 million opening.
Yeah, it's at like
animation's expensive.
It's at like 115 domestically already.
All right, well, Brett is terrible at this game.
I saw the list, so I know one that's on there for sure. Was Mars versus Bombs?
Yeah, that was the number one.
Number one.
What is that?
Animation's expensive.
Yeah, it's motion. It's Robert Zemeckis' motion capture thing.
What is it called?
Mars versus Moms.
No, I've never even heard of it.
Mars needs Moms.
What?
It's
It's got the creepiest aliens.
How long does Robert Zemeckis get to make his motion capture?
As long as you keep seeing Transformers, you son of a bitch.
No, but those make money. His movies don't make any money.
You.
It cost $150 million production, and it's made $39 million.
See,
worldwide.
Animation's expensive. You get a flop, and you're fucked. It'll ruin your studio.
Yeah, but that's a
big
flop.
Yeah, but that's third one that he's... No.
Like it's he not had, like Polar Express is really holding up the fucking studio.
Didn't he have
studio.
One in between that too? Polar Express and then...
Yeah, he did.
He had the action one.
Is Beowulf.
Yeah.
God, he is not a very...
That was such bullshit because Beowulf and Grendel came out at the same time and that movie was fucking awesome.
I never
and
saw
it. It came out right at the same time as Beowulf. It was like a really small movie. It was made by, like a Scandinavian director. I can't remember what country he was from. But it was tiny. It only played at like art house theaters. But it was fucking awesome. No CGI, just blood and guts, all the good shit.
I'm not anti CGI like 100%. I just don't get the upside of performance capture. I mean, like if you want to make it live action, make it live action. If you want to animate it,
I just don't understand why.
Thing. I don't understand.
It makes zero sense.
I don't understand why they're greenlighting $150 million.
Am I wrong? Anyone?
No. You're.
Who is playing
Uncanny Valley?
Who the fuck
Uncanny
is playing
Valley.
Devil's Advocate on this? Is what I want to know. Who's the guy who's like, no, dude,
Robert
motion capture's
fucking
awesome.
Zemeckis.
Yeah, he's the only one. He's
Spielberg is making goddamn fucking Tintin.
Oh yeah, that looks bad. And they gave him real eyes. The whole thing was that he should have dots.
I'm trying
while
to whip my
else.
Nutsack with a microphone cord.
Right?
Yeah. I mean, he should have dots for eyes.
I don't get it. Like. How many animated?
Should, right?
How many animated movies have you seen where you're like, dude, that drawing is a terrible actor?
What's the deal with Tintin? Is he? I heard
he's a reporter.
He's like a child.
No, he's a reporter.
He's a regular human being.
Yeah, in fact, if you get a chance to read the books, they're really good. I read them a lot when I was
younger.
But
he puts whiskey in his cereal, right? I was like, oh, I never
think he
got
carries
into that.
Whiskey with him. I mean, it's definitely funny because they're all written in like the 20s and 30s, so it definitely carries with it that. You know, sort of feel of what we now consider to be very un-PC.
Yeah, like the there's exotic lands full of savages.
Yeah, exactly. And definitely draw the black people with like ink black skin and like big pink lips, you know, like that kind of thing. But the stories were really
it's like
good.
Brett's Notebook.
The thing that I remember
hearts,
liking about them and I understood about them when I was a kid was they were not pandering to kids at all. I mean, they were sort of written for children, but they weren't like really. you know when you see someone talking to a kid and they talk to them like they're deaf or retarded?
Hey,
yeah.
Hey, and you're
like, you're supposed to, like, I mean, good children's entertainment, you're shooting it a little bit above their heads that, you right. know, you're giving them something to latch on to and then, you know, bring them up a little bit, not, you know, in a perfect world.
Yeah. I mean, I was a huge Tintin fan when I was a kid, and there was a lot going on in a lot of that stuff. So I would recommend it for anybody. Plus, there was a character who was an alcoholic, Captain Haddock. He would just get hammered.
It's a fish. All right, so you want to hear the... All right,
so that was the joke. He's a scurvy sea captain.
You know what I mean?
Captain Haddock.
Do you know
He's
what I mean?
He's got an alcohol problem.
All right, so the top 10 flops were Marzneem's Moms was the number one. Your Highness was the number two, which kind of bums me out because honestly, I thought I liked it. I thought it was funny.
Yeah, but a movie like that didn't have like a $50 or $60 million production.
Cost $50 million.
Yeah. Snap.
And it earned like 24.
Yeah, that just cost too much money.
I don't know. It was one of those. It was like dumb comedy that we grew up on, where it was like dumb, but it was funny, and it wasn't like Kevin James farting. And
yeah, they got to find a way around the special effects in dumb comedies, right? Like, it's fun to make it with like a dragon ship, but you got to pay a $50 billion fucking.
Yeah, and they did the thing. This thing did the same thing that Pineapple Express did, where
they took it seriously.
Well, they took the action sequences seriously, which is kind of doesn't really work. Like, they're still supposed to be funny.
You gotta have like a cardboard dragon coming in there where it's like, oh shit, it's got three heads.
I mean, it doesn't have to look cheap, but at least make it, you know. Don't make it like, oh, this is supposed to be badass
you give a nod to the cheapness and it just sort of makes everything better.
Yeah.
Like I laughed for an hour and a half at the fucking the Red Bull truck in Role Models.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, my favorite example of that is in Team America World Police when they have the house cats that run in.
Yeah, they're supposed to be the tigers.
Yeah, I love that. That was great.
Oh, that was amazing.
All right, Your Highness, Arthur. Everybody forgot about Arthur.
I don't even know what that is.
That's the Dudley Moore remake with Russell Brand.
I forgot that even came out.
That deserved to fail.
I know, right? Prom, which who even knows what the hell that was? Judy Moody and the Not Bummer Summer.
What is that?
That's about Judy Moody.
How much did it cost? How much does a movie I've never heard or
the
seen
the $20 million film distributed by Relativity Media has grossed just $13.4 million to date.
Yeah, that's not.
Green Lantern was number six. Priest.
Ooh, yeah.
Oh, he's got cross-throwing stars.
Yeah. $60 million to produce, earned $29 million domestically.
Who gave $60 million to that?
Apparently, rumor is it costs a lot more than that.
Who signed that check?
I don't know. Sucker Punch, number eight.
Good.
I feel bad for Sucker Punch. I respect the fact that they let him make it. It just wasn't good at all.
No, what? Oh, shut up.
But, you know, I mean, it feels like they let him do what he wanted, at least.
Yeah, go pet a chihuahua.
You know what I mean?
You know what I mean?
Hoodwink 2, Hood versus Evil.
Ooh, not as good as
$4 only made
who
two.
What is that?
What is that?
Yeah.
It was a CGI movie.
Guardians of Ga'Hoole.
And number 10 is The Beaver.
I didn't even know that came out.
Yeah, I know. That's what I said.
We might have had a discussion about it. Weren't there centaurs?
It came out in less theaters
than
Cedar Rapids. Like, it hardly came out anywhere. I just found it weird that they made a movie where Mel Gibson is an alcoholic who has a foul-mouthed beaver puppet on his hand, and it was like supposed to be a serious movie.
I think it would have been better if he just like yelled at women the whole time.
Yeah.
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 Fucking foreign bodies.
Scissor me, beaver. I deserve to be blown when I'm in the hot tub.
That would have been a good movie. I'd see that.
He gets tired from all the yelling. Leave him alone.
My favorite was always, are you finished?
I haven't even gotten started.
All right.
What do you think his deal is, though?
He's mostly high on Jesus.
Yeah, problem number one.
I think he's just reached that point where he's such a big star that he can afford to like
be crazy,
get rid of any sort of naysayer in his life, and surround himself by a bunch of like sycophants. Right. So like, sort of creates his own crazy insular reality.
Maybe he's got a tumor.
Yeah, but you see it all the time. Like Alec Baldwin, like yelling at his little kid. He's like, "You have made an ass of me," because like she didn't pick up the phone when he said he was gonna call.
She's
you know?
12 years old or something.
I am gonna get in a plane, fly to L.A. and straighten you out. You know, like he did his whole crazy thing. It's like, hey, Alec Baldwin, chill out.
Yeah, that'd well, be, that's interesting. Like,
step out of the echo chamber.
If if your parents were a big star and they're used to getting their ass kissed, and you're never going to kiss your parents' ass they're used to getting kissed.
Right. He probably thinks that like he's going to get on the cover of the National Enquirer, like Alec Baldwin looks like an ass because his daughter didn't pick up his phone call.
And ironically, he did do exactly that, pretty much.
Right.
Yeah, they have to lose some sort of touch with any sort of reality. But it's also they get a couple cocktails in them, and instead of us just being jackasses that no one ever knows about, Arik Baharin makes a call, and it's being passed around the media.
I feel like that happens to anybody on a set. Even when I was just working on stupid infomercial sets in San Diego, there would be like the guy who was like the fucking director of photography on a goddamn infomercial set. When I would be the guy who was going to get them food or whatever, and there was this one cinematographer who was always like, see if they have Diet Cherry 7-Up.
At 31 degrees.
No, Diet No Caffeine Cherry 7-Up. I'm like, dude, I'm going to fucking Walmart, not Space. Like, I don't know who has that.
Space does.
Space.
And they get all mad at you when you come back. It's like, I don't I don't stock the Walmart, man.
Ooh.
What do you want from me?
Wait, so you heard me say Diet Sugar-Free Dr. Pepper Light, right?
Yeah, they do the, ooh, yeah.
Ooh, so they just didn't have it or you didn't look?
Are these gluten-free chilaquiles? yeah. Ooh.
So you just, did you not look or did you not ask?
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure they have it. I've seen them there.
Hey, Bob, I don't know about this guy. I don't know if we should have him back for the next shoot because
I don't know if he's first putt material because first putt is a quality DVD set guaranteed to make sure you're.
It was Total Golf, okay?
Total Golf.
Are we going to have him on the next Mop and Glow? Because I'm really questioning his dedication.
It was Total Gym, and there was a bodybuilder there who was talking about how he would pee into a measuring cup, and he would just measure.
Oh, I've got 13 ounces of urine.
No, that one. All right, now I remember.
The end.
That was an infomercial for the ab scissor, and one of the guys they had, one of the bodybuilders showing off his abs was talking about his routine, and one of the things he did was to, like, every time he peed during the day, he would pee into a measuring cup, and he would keep track of exactly how much urine he lost every day.
What does that help?
I guess just knowing,
probably
knowing how much liquid you got in your body, man.
Yeah, fluid retention.
You can't have striations on your abdominal muscles if you retain too much
urine.
Fluid.
Urine in your abs.
Well, and
then your butt, because then you're just a big fat urine filled pussy.
And then on the other end, you don't want to be dehydrated. So it's a delicate balance.
Yeah, you don't want to give up too much of your urine. That's your life force. It's like the Green Lantern. It's yellow jizz fog.
It's yellow jizz
fog.
Yeah. It's just liquidy jizz.
Yeah.
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 Science.
Yeah. Science.
One day, instead of locking the truck with all the lights in it.
Wait, what?
Do you know how they have a grip truck with all the lights in it for a production set?
Yes.
Like they bring them out on a truck.
I was thinking like a pickup full of Christmas lights.
Yeah. My job for an entire like 15-hour shoot was to just stand by they didn't have time to lock. They didn't want to waste the time it would take to like lock the grip truck and then have people have to unlock it and then take stuff out. So my job was just to stand near the grip truck and make sure nobody stole anything.
This is when you weren't going on a Diet Cherry Dr. Pepper run?
Yeah, basically. It was awesome.
Ooh, so Vince, we're gonna go ahead and lock the trailer up. You can go, you can go on that Diet Dr. Pepper run.
We found a set of loose keys that could do your job for you.
Yeah.
Why don't you go get some sodas that don't exist?
What are you doing? Oh, I made this scarecrow of myself, and I just put him near the grip truck, and he's got a gun.
He's so handsome.
Got a gun in his hand.
Look at how handsome he is.
Gave
God
him a
damn that nigga.
Gave him a backwards baseball cap and a mustache. It's crazy.
Doesn't really look like me, but he is scary. All right, Brendan, I think it's time to put it to bed.
I think it is time.
Thanks, everyone, for listening. Fraudcast@gmail.com.
Next week, if you have your own submissions for Bart Callen or Drunken Expat Writer short fiction,
here's mine. Raped in the butt. She never knew it would hurt so much. couldn't stop bleeding.
Dot, dot, dot.
It was like a period.
Frowny face emoticon.
It was a butt. It was a butt period.
It was a butt period that everyone peed themselves when they barfed.
You know what I mean?
Nicely done.
Yeah, Johnny.
Close it out, Brandon.
All right. Frogcast@gmail.com. And until next week, good night and good chins.
You know what I mean?